Hello, my manager friends, S-M2N here. It's Friday the 7th of August 2015. This is my audio blog. I thought I would just talk quickly about Periscope, my preparations for Periscope. So I've been introduced very recently to Periscope. I've watched a few scopes, I believe they're called, by Paul O'Mahony and Jacqueline B, and some others as well. And I'm wondering about, you know, my own first scope, when I do my first scope, and how I should best prepare for that. So there are technical concerns. So, you know, am I going to have the right technical equipment to do a good scope? So I've been experimenting with cables for plugging into the iPhone, so that I can, or plug into an iPhone so that I can do a scope. And have the good sound quality from my musical mixer, from my sound mixer, rather than having to rely upon, you know, speakers in my room being picked up by the microphone. So technical concerns. And you can't just go out and buy a cable for plugging in an iPhone into a mixer. You know, you have to sort of get camcorder cables and try and experiment with different ones to get the right connectivity. So I've been studying pinout diagrams for these four pole 3.5mm jacks, and trying to get the right RCA connections so I've got one from Maplin that looked, from the diagram on the box, like it had the right pinout pattern, but it didn't do the job when I plugged it into my mixer and tested it with the iPhone. So I got my multimeter out, because I'm fortunate enough to own a multimeter, so I could test the connections, and it turns out pretty much that the cable was completely opposite the way it was supposed to be. So the connection that was at the tip was actually at the sleeve end of the jack, and vice versa. That was a bit frustrating, and I think it may well be that they actually put the wrong cable in the wrong box over at Maplin, because that's the Panasonic one, and the Sony one that sits next door on the shelf seems to have exactly the opposite jack layout for the video cable. So, yeah, I reckon somebody probably bought that one and then returned it, and they put it back on the shelf, but they put the wrong one in the wrong box or something. Or it may have been a mistake at the factory, I don't know. But yeah, I reckon got the wrong unit there, so I'm intending to take that back. But I have been able to kind of get it working. If I put all my instruments to the right hand side and use the left hand side as silence, then I can just about get it working that way. But I want to make sure it's the right connectivity, really. So yeah, there's the technical aspect, and then there's also the rehearsals. So I don't want to embarrass myself, so I've been doing some rehearsals from a performance perspective as well. So how well am I going to perform in my Periscope? Doing a bit of practice. I found one of the tracks from my album that I did in February that works quite well live, so I'm experimenting and rehearsing that, really. So yeah, rehearsals. So yeah, how important are rehearsals in the world of Periscope? Because some very good people, you know, who are broadcasting their own their scopes, and doing a fantastic job. So yeah, how important are rehearsals? I do wonder how many times it takes Paul Amani, for instance, to get his scopes right, to get that high level of quality that he gets with his readings. So yeah, rehearsals. And do you rehearse behind closed doors, or do you actually do live rehearsals on Periscope? So yeah, there's some thoughts about Periscope and my preparations for that. I guess the other thing about doing Periscopes is the frequency as well. You don't want to just do one and then, you know, disappear off for a couple of weeks and then come and do another one. Presumably you need to be fairly frequent with these things. So yeah, any tips people have got about Periscope? And engaging with an audience on Periscope, I'd be very interested to know what there is to know. Big Rick, another person that I've been watching the scopes from, and very much enjoying sort of seeing him scoping as well. McColgan, I haven't seen. He hasn't scoped recently, so haven't managed to catch any of his. I find this all very interesting. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.